WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Thank you for listening to 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Tanner Thompson, along with Elliot Miller and Adrian Wesley. You are now tuning into the student section. For this week, we're going to continue our mock draft. We're now in our last 10 picks of the draft. And yeah, guys, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Raise it. Pirates are going to the World Series. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, wow. You do not want to talk about baseball to me right now. I'm a Braves fan. I think my team supersedes you in probably every category there is.
I think the Bravos are going to do it again.
You have a pretty athletic shortstop, but isn't he injured now too? Isn't O'Neal Cruz off the field?
No comment.
Okay. So, well, I guess we'll...
Pittsburgh's washed.
Wow, that's crazy. This is a football show, gentlemen. We gotta get into it. So before we get started here, I do think it is worth bringing up the NFL draft is on April 27th, starting at 7 p.m. This station will be doing a live coverage of it. It will start with us three, and we will be doing it for the whole first round. We'll be having some guys switch in and out here and there based on team knowledge and things like that. But other than that, you know, please tune in. It'll be through our station on Twitter at 90.7 WVUAFM 90.7. And yeah. With that, I think we should just.
I think that
it.
Is worth bringing up.
I thought it was worth bringing up. Yeah. I'm probably going to bring it up again.
We're probably going to bring it up a couple more times.
I mean, I mean, shameless.
What are we bringing up?
Every three
about
plays.
Our live coverage show.
We have a live coverage show. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
WVUFM.
Yeah. Say that five times fast.
I'm not going to try it. I am simply not going to try out live. Anyway, so yeah, we are going to continue our mock draft. I control the Los Angeles Chargers with the 21st pick. And I am a believer that the Chargers need a receiver, and especially in the category of deep threat. They have a guy in Justin Herbert who can throw the ball a mile. They already have Keenan Allen, who's a talented slot guy, knows how to find a hole in the zone. Mike Williams is a great outside guy. He succeeds there plenty. If it wasn't a little bit more injury prone, it would be a little bit better.
I think that's both of those guys.
Definitely both.
If they weren't injury prone, I don't think
they're getting a little bit older.
They are getting older. How old is especially Allen? Keenan Allen?
He's got to be like 32.
I would guess it. I would guess he's low 30s.
And Mike Williams is a vet now at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, they've got two of those stereotypical X and Z kind of players. And so now I believe they're looking for their Y guy, which in this context means their deep threat. And I believe Zay Flowers is that guy out of Boston College.
Fair. Quentin Johnson's still on the board.
Quentin Johnson is still on the board. Okay. And I believe in Zay Flowers because, not really many receivers tested phenomenally at the combine. But when you watch these guys play football, when you watch Zay Flowers on the field, he's just the way he moves is unbelievable. He's just at the top of his routes. He's just out of nowhere. He just makes his cut and nobody can really guess where he's going. I think he can utilize that well in the league. He also does have top end speed. So I really think he'll do well with the Chargers, especially with Justin Herbert and with Kellen Moore being their new offensive coordinator. I think it's going to get a little bit more creative over there than it was when Joe Lombardi was in control of the offense. But yeah, thoughts?
I like that pick. I like Zay Flowers a lot.
Yeah.
Johnson has slipped, as we talked about, in the real life. But I think Flowers is – I think he will be really good in the NFL. I don't think he's going to be like a superstar. He could be. He has potential. But I think he will be a solid –
definition of superstar probably, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's a starter.
He's definitely a starter.
Definitely a starter.
I think he has maybe two or three years where he makes a Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He's a quality player.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with really any of the wide receivers –
At this point.
And I think part of what goes into that is the fact that, like we kind of talked about, like the Chargers wide receivers, they seem to be hurt a little frequently.
Right.
So, like, having a suitable, replacement would also help, you know.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
You can't really go wrong with any of the wide receiver picks.
I agree. Is there anybody you would have taken instead of Zay Flowers, just out of curiosity?
Maybe John. I mean, I think they need receiver, so maybe Johnson. Quentin Johnson. But I think Zay Flowers is definitely good.
I just think Zay Flowers completes that offense a little bit more than Quentin Johnson does.
That's fair.
That was obviously my reasoning for taking him. But yeah. Any other thoughts on that pick?
No, I like that pick. I'm gonna keep us going with the 22nd pick,
mm-hmm.
Baltimore Ravens. I was in a mix between cornerback Cam Smith and Bama guy Brian Branch. I'm gonna roll with Brian Branch. Is that crazy?
No, I'm honestly a huge fan of it. It's just funny to think about in the context of the draft. I do think this is the spot where I think this is his. I guess, would you say ceiling or floor in this scenario? And I'm going to use the way you would use the word floor normally.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, this is about the highest he'll go.
Yeah, this is probably the highest he'll go. So I'm okay with him being taken at this point. And he would be I do think the Ravens secondary is really good.
Yeah. They like Bama guys too.
They do like Bama guys.
They love Bama guys.
Yeah. I'm very okay with the pick. What do you think?
As someone who knows a lot about the AFC North, this is a very on-brand pick for the Ravens. Yeah. Although...
Right.
I mean, given the Ravens' history of drafting receivers, it would make sense for them to go after a wide receiver since only two are off the board at this point. There are still a lot of quality receivers at this point. But like I said, their history of drafting receivers is left a lot to be desired if you're a Ravens fan.
Shout out Rashad Bateman, man.
Yeah. So, like, I mean.
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. Cardinal.
I don't really know. I'm trying to think of their safety room. Right now,
Kyle Hamilton.
They have is it Marcus May? Is that the other
Marcus May is a Saint, I believe.
No, okay. I'm trying to think who the other one. It's someone newer. Yeah.
But regardless, I mean, that is a talented secondary. Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, with Kyle Hamilton, I think he's going to round it out really well. Please,
Brian.
Let's see. It is. Marcus Williams. That's who I was thinking.
The guy that played for the Saints.
Marcus
Williams, Marcus Peters.
That's right, because May went to after they traded Williams.
Marcus Williams is the guy that did the play for the Stephon Diggs, is he not?
He might be. Oh, but so, wait. So
what's it called? The Miracle?
The Minneapolis Miracle.
That's him.
Wow.
That's funny to think about.
That's him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Brian Branch would be a great replacement for him.
Minneapolis Miracle, man. Wow.
Yeah.
They also got Jalen Armour Davis on that defense, would also add. Yeah. So they're big on Bama because of, was it Newsom?
Newsom? Greg Newsom?
Yeah, Newsom. Wait, no, Newsom signed with the...
No, what was the general manager's name?
Oh, DaCosta? Wait.
No.
Wait,
he's an older guy. I think he stepped down last year. He played like tight end.
Oh.
I'm not sure if I've talked
about Ozzie.
Oh, Ozzie Newsom.
Ozzie Newsom. Ozzie Newsom. Yeah, yeah. Ozzie Newsom's got a history, which I know he's not there anymore, but I'd still bet he has some.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate the pick. It's very on brand for the Ravens.
You sound like you hate the pick.
No, I'm just looking at their safety room. I think that they really need another
corner
more than they would a
it was safety. Between him and Cam Smith.
Yeah I mean, I'm looking at their safety room. It's saying that their left and right are Humphrey and then Brandon Stevens.
Corner's valid. I think I would have probably in your position, I was probably thinking high level wide receiver or corner. But
Brian Branch is like a jack of all trades. He can move around a secondary. So like
he's
they
not
could.
A corner though.
Exactly.
To be fair.
And he's not even like a complete safety either. He's that guy that he's the star role, as they call it, in his kind of offense. But
because he had to play corner, and this is 2 years ago at A&M.
Right.
He got cooked.
Yeah.
He's not a full time cornerback.
He's not at all. No. That's why he's very well used as like the slot corner who's always inside, always kind of in the play. Exactly.
Yeah. Plays just like Minka.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, already. I like
23rd pick Vikings.
Yeah, I got the Vikings at 23.
You don't sound so.
Sounds
so
like you're not too excited about this.
I just don't like.
There's no fun pick.
We're at a point where like I'm not really sure. This is really a prime zone to be like trading around, and like I don't know how much these teams value these picks, whether they feel the need to move up or down.
Right.
I think that the Vikings are going to probably look to take a receiver now that JSN and Zay Flowers are off the board.
Hmm.
Do I know how they have each one graded? No, I absolutely do not.
Right.
But I feel like someone who would fit nice in their offense, potentially Jalen Hyatt.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, it feels wrong in my head for him to be third wide receiver off the board. But at the same time, it is three, right?
It would be
at the same time, though, it's definitely very, going for what you need pick. It's, you know, the Jordan Addison and all these other guys, they play roles that are already kind of taken care of by the best receiver in the league and Justin Jefferson on the offense.
And so I'm looking for someone who doesn't fit the mold of a receiver that they currently have. It's Osborne, Jefferson. I don't know who the person they would have after them is.
Right.
So I would say Jalen Hyatt for the Vikings' needs and purposes.
Right. The more I think about it, I honestly do like it more. I think it makes sense.
I wanted to go back. You said the best receiver in the league. At this Justin point, Jefferson. He might have an argument to be best player. Is that crazy to say?
Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league, unfortunately. Yeah. I think it's just hard to – coming off a Super Bowl win.
It's hard coming off a Super Bowl win.
After he lost his
he's definitely top
first or second
five.
Best weapon.
He's definitely top
Justin
five.
Jefferson, I can be okay with that.
Yeah.
I can be okay. It's just so hard ranking players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Especially if you were trying to not. Because
quarterback's
position.
Always going to get the head.
Well, exactly. it's like every awards race. Like you think like MVP and stuff like that, right?
It's
you
always a quarterback.
Think about a quarterback.
They,
right?
they try to
which
think
is
of the hardest
really not
position,
unfair.
Is,
I made an argument that Kelce was the best player in the league. I was called crazy.
Comparatively to their position, it's probably not the worst take.
Kelce's really good.
Yeah, he's very good, but I think I have to stick with Patrick Mahomes.
It's always hard to go against the quarterback.
It's the quarterback, and two, it's Patrick Mahomes.
He's
exactly.
okay at football.
He's okay. He's
an
all
right player.
Yeah, who cares? Anyway, Vikings take Jalen Hyatt. I like that pick. We good to move on?
We're good.
Yeah.
We're going to sneak one more in before we go to break. I control the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to take Brian Branch here if he was available. But because that is not the case, I still think that the Jaguars are going to look for some secondary help. And so I think I'm going to go with Cam Smith out of South Carolina. I think he's a relatively balanced outside corner. He's proven that he can guard. That he can guard guys on the outside. And I think, you know, obviously everyone likes to talk about the competitive conference. He did it at a pretty high level. And so
that's back-to-back-to-back SEC picks.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I wonder if there's any bias there at all.
There could be a little bit of bias.
Whoa. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. We got a Pittsburgh guy in here.
Oh,
surprised
yeah.
you didn't take Addison, which I mean, obviously.
That's where I thought he was
that's
going.
That's where I thought he was leaning.
But the Hyatt pick honestly makes more
think,
sense.
He wanted to do it, but he didn't do it because of us.
So here's the thing. Like, I think that you could plug him in, and sure, I think that he would replace probably Osborne, but then you have like a need for.
Right.
Like you did improve the position, but like you could have improved it in a better way.
Yeah, absolutely.
More complete
yes.
way.
No, yeah I get that. Fair. And I really do like the Jalen Hyatt pick. But
I think Cam Smith is.
I do think he's. I think he's going to be.
I think
a
the cornerback
in the
class is talented.
Oh yeah, I think you could go pretty far down this. Like I could take a lot of corners still.
Joey Porter Jr. is going to be the best corner in this class. I'm going to live on that one.
I don't know if I can agree with you there.
I'm going to live on that hill.
That's interesting. But with Christian Gonzalez being in the class as kind of the guy who's the project, you think as the guy who you know
Gonzalez
has the speed,
is the
height, size.
He's the Anthony Richardson in this class.
Not quite Anthony Richardson, but he's still.
No. He was able
to play a little bit of ball at Oregon. Like he was still
he
able
was
to.
Was still able to play a little ball.
He was, I mean,
okay. Yeah.
He was able to play.
I mean,
ball.
You're not wrong, but
he did play at
that's
the end
fair,
of the day.
Is that
the
not a fair comparison?
I mean,
as far as
As far as cornerbacks go, yes, he's probably the biggest project out of all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most upside.
Yeah. I just think he's a little bit closer to being.
He's more day one ready.
Exactly.
And I agree.
Far more, I think.
Far more, yes. But
we could all agree on
if
that.
You had to compare a cornerback to them, which I mean, you probably wouldn't do.
If I
cases.
Had to choose, then yeah, it'd probably be Christian Gonzalez in this scenario.
He'd play a little ball.
Oh, man. But yeah, with that, I'm going to take Cam Smith. Is there anything we want to add to that pick before?
No, I like that.
I mean, I like it. A good solid
good.
Pick.
Thanks, guys.
He's kind of got to go off the board at some point.
Exactly.
I mean, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah,
he did. He did play a little ball, though.
He did play a little ball. Y'all really love that statement, huh? Good Lord. All righty. So with that, we're going to go to break for a few minutes. We'll be back with the New York Giants pick controlled by Adrian. And we'll see you guys next.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Capstone. This is the student section. We are going to continue our mock draft of the first round. We are now at pick 25, I believe it is, controlled by Adrian with the New York Giants.
Yes.
You are on the clock.
So I've looked at a lot of drafts. I think that they need help at the linebacker position.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick Trenton Simpson out of Clemson. I don't know what's so funny. Okay. I think Simpson's going to be. Do y'all not?
So I'm gonna give you my honest thoughts off the top here.
Go ahead. Oh God.
He said, "Oh God."
Relax. Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
I mean, when I look at the New York Giants, I see needs in the cornerback and wide receiver room pretty clearly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants lost like Richie James.
And that's saying, and that's the point. But
mock draft I looked at had him taking a linebacker.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
the other one, I've seen one with Simpson. I've seen one with Jack Campbell.
Interesting.
I can't recall who the other one was.
I mean, personally, I like the wide receiver cornerback, but I mean, honestly, I'm going to let you defend your pick here.
Are you denying that I'm wrong? Tell me this.
Am I denying that you're
wrong? Who's the Giants linebacker?
Who is a Giants linebacker?
Yeah.
Is it Jalen Smith on the Giants?
Jalen Smith.
Who's the other one?
Dude, I could ask you any team in the league who's their other linebacker, and you would not know.
Not at all. For real though. From what I've seen, they need a linebacker.
That's an awesome argument, though.
I think since it was, I tried to throw it out, and then you knew it. I knew who it was, but still, that's fine.
Anyway, Jalen Smith is pretty bad though, so it's honest. It's still not a bad take at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's time for him though.
He's played his part.
He's washed.
Yeah.
His good days are behind him.
That's what I was dancing around. Yeah. I'm glad
his good days are behind him.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So the New York Giants take
Trenton Simpson.
I like that.
Playmaker right there.
Playmaker.
He is a playmaker.
All righty. And that, Wink Martindale? He's the DC over there still. I believe that hasn't changed. So is he an athletic kind of guy, Trenton Simpson? I feel like I can't think of him off the top of my head.
Yes.
I think he tested very well athletically.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sure Wink Martindale.
He forces a lot of fumbles.
Too. Oh, there you go.
That's always good.
Absolutely. Alrighty. I think we are moving on to another NFC East team with the Dallas Cowboys. Elliot is physically resisting to make this pick, but unfortunately he has to.
Yeah. I think that the Cowboys, from what I've gathered here, they need some O-line help and along the interior. So I'm going to go with... I believe Osiris Torrance is still on the board.
Osiris Torrance is still on the board.
So
he's on there.
He's still on the board. You can put him down.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All righty.
I think that does help reinforce their offensive line. Yeah. I think that they have a lot of injuries along their offensive line. So definitely having, even if he starts out as a backup, I think he's a very suitable plug-in play starter in case they need him in a pinch.
Absolutely.
I think that would help their run game because they still haven't re-signed Zeke, right? They just only have Tony Pollard.
Zeke is an Eagle now.
Oh, that's right. Zeke's
an Eagle. But Tony Pollard, he is a great running back.
Yeah,
I am excited for that.
I saw some report that they were considering re-signing him for like a really cheap contract. But Tony Pollard's really good. I think that adding Osiris Torrance would be very beneficial for Tony Pollard, seeing how he is a very much a difference maker on the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
When he plays well, they play well.
Absolutely.
When he doesn't play well,
Right. The Cowboys, they're also one of those teams that they just do like to keep investing in their offensive line. The biggest example is probably the Eagles, because they pick guys, even when their team is great, you know, they're still picking guys that are going to come in and replace them eventually. But I like the pick. I've also said on the show before that I'm an Osiris Torrance fan.
But you said you didn't think he'd come in and start?
I believe they still have two starting guards. I don't know their depth chart.
He's not taking over for Zach Martin. Let me tell you that. But I mean,
he's not going to start.
Obviously,
over
do what?
No, I'm saying like he's not definitely not going to start over him.
Oh, not. Surely not. But let me see.
That being said, I can't think of
Chuma Edoga is their other guard.
Gotcha.
So okay, yeah, no. So he probably would be a plug and play.
Most guys that are first round are plug and play. I feel.
Do you feel like Tyler Smith wasn't?
I would agree.
Don't you feel like
Tyler Smith was not the lineman that they took?
Tyler Smith was kind of a reach at the time.
Oh, for sure. Right?
But not every guy. Most guys.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he was a first round pick. So
and Tyler Smith was a really ended up being like a good day one starter. Like when he came in, he played really good football pretty much all of last season.
Yeah, I did have concerns with like the penalties, but
I mean, I did too. But I mean, he really cleaned it up. Yeah. He had a great season, especially when Tyron Smith went down. They kicked him out to left tackle early. It was or right tackle, I guess it would have been. But
he adjusted for sure.
He adjusted like crazy. Very well. And also with Osiris Torrance, he played center at Louisiana Lafayette, so I know he can, you know, he's one of those guys that can probably just plug and play anywhere on the interior.
A lot of O-line guys in the league can bounce around it.
Yeah, it's mainly separated by tackles and interior.
Yeah,
so you know, any guy who's playing center can play, you know, guard, right guard.
Exactly.
You think there's tackles, any chance he would overtake Biotish and they'd kick Biotish to guard?
I wouldn't hate that. Actually, it just depends on how you value each part of the offensive line. It just depends on who you want where.
I think that'd be a good pick.
That's just a purely
scheming. I just
think
it's a solid pick for their offensive line.
Yeah. I agree. It adds
to
it.
Dak definitely needs protection.
He definitely does. All right. I'm glad we're – so Osiris Torrance goes to the Cowboys with the 26th pick, I believe that was. And all right. So moving on. I now control the Buffalo Bills at 27. And I believe, Elliot, I think you're going to like this. I'm going to take Kalijah Kancey here from Pitt. I don't know why it took me so long to think of that. But, yeah, I'm going to take Kalijah Kancey. We've talked about him before. Absolute freak on the football field. I've talked about how I wanted him to be a little bit lighter. But the Bills do have
you want him to be lighter?
Excuse me. You know what I meant. Sorry.
I was about to say, you want him to be crazy. Lighter?
That would just, he would just be a linebacker at that point. But yeah, so I do take him because obviously the Bills still have some big guys in the middle. And mainly Ed Oliver, I believe he's the one they just re-signed. So yeah, I think Kalijah Kancey could work really well, especially with all those pass rushing moves on that line. But yeah.
I think that Kalijah Kancey is going to be the steal of the draft.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's gonna do well in the league.
I like that.
Most pit guys do well in the league.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Elliot?
Most, mainly, are we referencing to one named Aaron Donald?
He's done good enough for a lot of players. Yeah. Kenny Pickett.
Apparently, Kalijah Kancey and Aaron Donald are the same prospect, so I've heard. So there's really nothing to hate at this point.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, Elliot, do you want to give some thoughts on him?
I mean, I think it's a solid addition among their defensive front. Trying to think of what other deficiency the Bills have that's like really glaring.
Right.
Quarterback.
Man.
Cut his mic.
I honestly do think Josh Allen's going to have a good season next year.
Oh, yeah.
I truly believe that.
He's got a cut down on the INTs. I think he will. How many did he have last year? He had a lot last year.
I think he had a decent. He like really 15? Turned up last year compared to the other seasons.
Do they have an offensive line injury problem too, don't they?
A little bit. Was Deion Dawkins out? I feel like he was in and out occasionally over this past season. And I believe he's their best guy at left tackle, I believe.
He's not
either. Who's their cornerback one?
It's, oh my gosh, I can see his face, dude.
I don't think they're in position.
Number 27.
Trey White.
Trey White. And they took Kyrie Elam last year, too, who I really
like. Who did they take last year?
Kyrie Elam.
Elam. He was from Florida.
Yeah.
Cornerback? I thought he was Auburn for some reason.
He's a cornerback?
I thought he was Florida.
Yeah, cornerback. Okay. He was good.
Well, yeah, they're not going to take a cornerback.
Exactly. I would be surprised.
Trey White's good.
He's really good. Yeah, yeah. He tore his ACL.
Two seasons ago.
I could have sworn there, like at the end of the season, like their O-line was kind of dropping like flies, and I thought that made it a little hard. I think that their run game really suffered as a result of that. So Josh Allen was forced to play more hero.
He was the off because he'd have to. Yeah. He ran a lot last year too. More he ran more last year than I think
they kind of forced Josh Allen to play hero.
He was the Bills last year.
He was the Bills.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. He was the Bills. Yeah, and so I really wouldn't hate an offensive line pick here, too, instead of Kalijah Kancey. But overall, though, I think it's one of those, like you said, steal the draft. If you're sitting at 27, he's still on the board as a guy who could be a really good player in the future. I think it's kind of hard to not go for
him. Yeah, I think most people have him going before 20. So, yeah, that'd be a pretty high-value pickup.
Right. Yeah. All righty, so that's my pick. We're going to move on to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, I'm going to say that the Cincinnati Bengals draft a tight end, and they're gonna draft. I can't decide between Kincaid and Washington.
Right.
I'm gonna roll with Dalton Kincaid though.
Kincaid is a very
on brand Bengals type.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this. He's actually funny enough. I've actually draft comped Dalton Kincaid to Hayden Hurst. who was literally just a Bengal. So I think, I really do like that pick a lot.
Yeah. I think they pick up Kincaid to replace her. And where did he go?
Hurst?
Hurst is a Panther now.
Panther.
Yeah.
He's a Panther.
He is.
I remember when
Hurst the Panthers have made some moves, dude. Man.
Come on, man.
How about those
soon,
Panthers?
Soon, I remember when Hurst was drafted by the Ravens, and it was high, too. Yeah, it was really high.
He's first round.
He was like pick number six or something. It was crazy high. It was crazy high.
Six?
I swear.
Yeah, double check that for me. I'm not sure.
No chance. Off
top of my head.
Six.
That'd be really
high. He was a dog, though. He played for South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good at South Carolina.
He was really fun. But yeah, they did, I believe,
Ertz. They just grabbed OJ, too, though.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of someone different now. It was 25th. Okay. Mm,
gotcha.
There was someone who was taken crazy high by one of these AFC North teams. It was nuts. I was like, that's wild. But
gotcha.
Where was it might be the guy that played – Andrew, he played for Oklahoma. He's a tight end right now. Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, yeah.
Are you talking about him?
He's a Ravens? No, I'm thinking it might be a different position. It's a different position.
He's still
player,
a Raven.
I think.
But I think Dalton Kincaid would be a good replacement for Hayden Hurst. Like you said, he's really similar to
him. He's just a super fluid in the passing game. And also,
I think he's a big plug and play, especially with the Bengals.
Absolutely.
He's just like, put him in there, he'll be fine.
Absolutely. And that kind of pick, I would say, if it wasn't the Bengals, I know they picked up Irv Smith, I believe.
That's who it was. I thought it was O.J. Howard.
It was Irv Smith, who is kind of your deep, thready tight end. But at the same time, this is the Bengals. They sure do like to pass the ball, so I really can see them taking Dalton Kincaid.
Who's a runner? Is Mixon? Is he gonna be the running back?
It's not looking good.
Hey, Samaje Perine though, right?
I saw somebody talk about, if he fell there, the Bengals taking Bijan, which would be.
Dude, is Bijan still on our board?
No, he's not. You took the Lions in the last
round. I took Bijan.
Yeah,
I did, because we talked about how their running back's gonna be. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. But yeah,
No, that would actually be a good pick. I don't think he'll be there.
You don't think he'll be there? 28.
I don't think he goes out of. I think also, somebody in the first round is going to grab him.
I'm not sure even if he's on the board at this point. I'm not sure if the Bengals would grab him.
Yeah. Oh, it was purely a what if they had Bijan Robinson. Yeah. Hypothetically, it could work out to be a really incredible offense, especially if the offensive line keeps getting better as they have.
I don't think Samaje Perine is the best running back.
He's a third down back.
He's a good player.
It was just a goof.
Yeah, he was giving us a little goof. It's okay.
It's a goof. My bad.
All righty. Let's we got time for probably one more before we go to break, and I believe it's the New Orleans Saints by route of the Niners.
Yes. Saints. You know, this is really a team that could go a variety of directions. I think that they'll look to solidify their defense a little bit. They'll go with an edge, and I'm gonna go BJ Ojulari.
All right, I don't hate that. I like that. Obviously Cam Jordan's getting a little bit older, and I'm not even sure who the guy opposite of him is, so it's not exactly a stacked edge room at this point. And
Carl Granderson,
that is why
he's gonna be a Pro Bowl this year. Granderson. Granderson to the Pro Bowl.
Adrian just likes to say things, just to say things.
He puts like words together, right?
Remember and it was a complete joke, and I got y'all too. I said somebody was going to be the MVP.
I can't remember.
I think it was Trey Lance. I can't remember what it was.
You say Trey? I think it was
Trey Lance.
I think you definitely said Trey Lance.
I think it was
Trey
Lance. He was going crazy.
MVP
incoming.
Yeah. Have you seen that he's getting shopped a little bit?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
I think they're going to regret that.
I think so.
What,
too.
Trading him or drafting him?
Trading him.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I
think they absolutely would.
I think they're going to regret trading him.
Don't get me wrong. Shout out Brock Purdy, but what Brock Purdy was doing for that offense, Trey Lance can also do.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, Trey Lance, to me, he has to stay healthy the next time he gets on the field. If he gets hurt again, I might say that the writing's on the wall.
No, if he gets hurt again, they're trading him.
Yeah,
sure.
They already want to trade him.
He got hurt once.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of feels like a bad call, but, I mean, at the same time, Brock Purdy played well.
I kind of feel like, and I know it's his first season, it's hard to say.
Mm.
I joked earlier about Kenny Pickett reaching his peak. Dude, I don't know if they're winning a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy.
I don't think they are.
I think what they did this year, getting to the NFC Championship might be like their max.
Right.
Like, I don't know if they're ceiling. I don't know will they be able to get higher than that.
Right. I do think Trey Lance, though, is that guy who can do that. And he's already on the roster on a rookie contract. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine not going with him at the beginning of the season.
I wish somehow, which it was always impossible, the football gods would have lined up.
Right.
And Bryce Young could have been a 49er.
That would have been an unbelievable team, but it's just
Super Bowl in the first two seasons.
It just would have been too good. That's kind of how football works.
Yeah, the football gods didn't see it eye to eye with that one.
Exactly. I think you mean Roger Goodell didn't see eye to eye.
He definitely wasn't going for that.
Oh man.
But I think that would be a. I don't know. It seems like I don't think they've given a real chance. I mean, he got hurt last year.
Yeah, I mean they haven't.
He was the backup the first year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that being said, I am excited that B.J. Ojulari went in the first round. I really wanted him to go in the first round. I like what he can do on the field. So yeah, I'm honestly really glad you made that pick.
That's a good pick.
Any last notes before we go to break?
Wait. Before we go to break,
keep him.
What's happening next Thursday?
Oh, next Thursday, actually. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Thursday and Friday.
We are going to be doing a live draft show starting on Thursday at 7 for the first round and going through the second and the third. We are going to give you pretty much all of our analysis that we can from guys that are fans of teams along with us who've done all our fair share of scouting for the first for the first three rounds. So we hope you guys can tune into that. It'll again, starting at 7 on Thursday and going through the second and third rounds on Friday. But yeah. That's the second time I brought it up. We'll probably go for a third for sure. Maybe four.
Maybe we'll just take the whole next segment to talk
about. That's exactly what we're going to do, actually.
We're going to hype up next week in 1 second.
I'm going to write it down and then just keep reading it for 15 minutes. Anyway, we'll be back in a second. You guys have a good one.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to our last few picks of this mock draft. For the Philadelphia Eagles at 30, we have had a little bit of debate over the past few minutes during break. My hold is that they take Mazi Smith from Michigan, the defensive tackle. Athletic freak for his size. I believe his 6'3", 323 pounds. 337 pounds.
Wow.
That is a big, big defensive tackle. And he's also just a special mover, if that makes sense, for his size. Obviously, the Eagles like to invest in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And they love to do it in the first round no matter what. So I believe that's going to be my official pick for this slot. Now, I know you guys have differing opinions. I want to hear both of them. Adrian, why don't you go first?
I was actually going to defer to Elliot first.
Y'all has to make a pick.
That's fine. I'll take the high road. Let Adrian compose himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that they might go the route of kind of bolstering their off-ball linebacker room. You know, like they lost... T.J. Edwards, right in free agency.
Right.
Kind of a big hit. I think they need to infuse some more young talent in there. He's escaping my name. They already have...
You're talking about guys on their team?
Yeah. They already have... Who did they take last year? It was... what's his name? It's escaping me.
From where? From Georgia?
Yeah.
N'Kobe Dean?
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that they'll go the route of a off-ball linebacker. I'm thinking Drew Sanders, Jack Campbell. I'm going to go Drew Sanders on this one, though.
Okay.
Very talented. Can play both, like, as an edge and as an off-ball linebacker. So
right.
I think that there's a lot of versatility to his game. I think that that would be highly coveted by the Eagles and would help their defense get better.
Right.
I'll go, I guess, pick different. I'll go Jack Campbell, but I do think that Drew Sanders makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I think he's a really good playmaker. I think Drew Sanders would be a good pick for them.
Right. Here's my main point of debate for this, I guess. So how did you guys think N'Kobe Dean was rated out of linebackers in the last draft? Like, where would you have put him ranking wise? I guess.
Dude, I would have put him one.
That's
not where he was, but I would have put him one.
Right, exactly. Very
and I think he should.
Talented that, middle linebacker. You know,
he should start this upcoming season.
Oh, for sure. I don't think anyone's debating that.
Elliot, where would you have put him amongst linebackers in that draft?
Who's a linebacker class?
You can ballpark. It doesn't have to be specific.
He definitely would have been. He would have been almost certainly top three.
Top three, yeah. Okay. So my only point of debate for this is that he was taken with the 83rd pick, N'Kobe Dean.
Without
and
Go ahead.
That's sorry. Cousins so, yeah, injured. He was N'Kobe Dean was taken at the 83rd pick by the Eagles. And I do think that the Eagles will probably invest in off-ball linebackers in this draft. But I can't see it happening in the first round because Eagles, year in and year out, are going to take offensive line and defensive line, as I kind of said.
They are big for the trenches.
They will almost always make their pick in the offensive line or defensive line. And off-ball linebackers, man, just in the terms of the, in the context of the draft, not even for just most teams, they're just not commonly picked in the first round. It's almost kind of similar to like running backs, for example. They're just not highly prioritized when it comes to these high picks. And obviously, we're getting into these picks that aren't exactly considered high, but this right. is still these are still valuable spots. There's still a significant decision here, and just off-ball linebackers just aren't that, you know, significant to a lot of these teams. But
well, we also talked about in the break about Will McDonald.
We did talk about Will McDonald. And
I like McDonald probably more than
I do like McDonald as a player. I just don't think he's quite good enough to be first round.
If that makes sense. Fringe. He is fringe.
Yeah. I feel like theoretically, if you think about it, any guy at this point is going to be a fringe first round pick.
That's true.
And unless someone fell like a rock.
Yeah, but
right, and it's the same with Mazi Smith. He's definitely a fringe guy.
It's about really just who you like.
He's kind of the definition of fringe. He's mocked at like 33 for a lot of guys, so he's the definition of fringe. But yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to contest to my Mazi Smith
pick? I think you make a good point.
You sure didn't like it during break, so I kind of want to hear your.
I don't like it at all. I'll say this.
Right.
I think you make a good point about the Eagles are one of the teams that try to draft in the trenches, which right. most teams do, but especially the Eagles are always big on their O-line and their D-line.
Right.
So I do think any interior lineman, somebody on the D-line makes more sense maybe than an off-ball linebacker that we talked about
right.
with the Jack Campbells and the Drew Sanders of the world.
Right.
I'm just big on Drew Sanders. Mm. Whenever he left Bama, I was like, I thought that was a big loss, even though – I mean, at the time, Dallas Turner is Dallas Turner is an okay football player as well.
Yeah.
I just personally covet Drew Sanders more than I covet Mazi Smith. So
if I had Mazi Smith, I'd take Will McDonald over him.
You say I honestly
is that crazy?
I do kind of want to talk about Will McDonald a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, watching Will McDonald's film, he. You know, when you see him, and it's his draft profile. Let's think about his draft profile. He is 239 pounds, 6'3". This guy should be an edge. He should be an edge player. But at Iowa State, they just used him in such a strange way. Such a strange way.
Right.
He was almost always at at 4 or 5 tech, which is not the edge. The edge is 6 and 7. And he's almost at 4 and 5, and they would put him off the ball all the time.
Yeah.
Which is why I kind of thought he was a little bit, Za'Darius Smithy in that. That sounds funny. But
Za'Darius Smithy, I like that.
Yeah, but in terms of that he's off the ball, but it's just – to get him essentially moving towards the line, if that makes sense. But they would start him off the ball a lot. And you'd always almost always be on the interior. So it's a little scary to take a guy who NFL teams probably are not going to do that with.
Right.
And, you know, just toss him in at edge, which I do think is a reason that maybe he could fall. But at the same time, he proved that he is a good speed rusher and he's good once he gets with his hands on people. So
yeah, and we talked about when we did our position rankings for the DNs about right. Will McDonald and how he came back for the COVID year and I say he hurt his draft stock. He somewhat is in the mix to be a first round draft pick.
Absolutely.
If you look at statistically, he probably should have left after last season, but
yeah.
You know, his junior and senior year, he had 22 sacks combined and 7 forced fumbles. So, and then this last year, he only had 5 sacks and 1 forced fumble. He did have a fumble recovery, which he had never done.
Right.
Yeah, but he had a down year, like I said. But I still think in the NFL, especially if he went to a team like the Eagles, that Eagles are one of those teams that just use all their guys right. Like,
yeah,
they
absolutely.
Just they put all their players in position to be good.
Absolutely.
And I think he would be a really good player for their team.
Absolutely.
The only, if they wanted to go that interior route.
Right. The only drawbacks I think there are with him is he's 23. He's an old 23, I believe.
He's 23 because he played 5 years at
exactly.
he used the COVID
year. And he's also 241 and doesn't have the greatest play strength. when you watch him play. I think maybe not play strength. I'm going to say just more speed to power when it comes to pass rushing.
Yeah.
I do think that kind of...
He can't push back on...
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that draws him back a little bit. But at the same time, you know, he's got 35-inch arms. He's fast. Those are weapons as a edge defender. So it'll just depend on how people want to use him at the end of the day. But, yeah. Anyway, that leaves us with one more
pick. Who do you want to roll with?
I forgot we have to actually make the pick. Excuse me. We can make it Democratic. There's three of us. I know that we'll probably all decide on Drew Sanders if we do that.
That's crazy you're thinking that, because I was actually thinking Drew Sanders.
I was thinking Drew Sanders, but again, it's Democratic. I'm going to say Mazi Smith, but I'm outvoted, then I'm outvoted.
So you're leaving it up to me? Man.
Yeah. If only he Mazi had to...
Wait, the voices are telling me something. Hold on.
The voices.
They said Drew Sanders.
Drew Sanders it is.
Get that down.
I really hope that it's one of those two guys.
Yeah.
At that pick.
Yeah.
Just for us.
That makes sense. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
And we can revisit this. Next Thursday.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
We can revisit it.
At our live draft show, 7 p.m. April 27th. On Twitter.
That'll move us on to the 31st pick, the last pick of the first round. Obviously goes to this year's Super Bowl champs, Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Where y'all thinking that one?
For this, I'm going to take the live draft show on April 27th starting at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's a Thursday and Friday night special.
Thursday and Friday. Anyway.
Live streamed on Twitter.
Twitter. WVUA FM 90.7. I have to say it really slow every time because I'm not going to say it right if I do it fast.
That's okay. I respect it.
Thanks, man. You can say it next time. We'll let you say it.
No, it's okay. I'll pass.
Oh, man. All right. Who do we think in here, guys?
I want to throw it out before anybody else throws it out.
Please do.
I'm throwing out Jordan Addison.
Absolutely. I am okay with that.
I think they want to grab some more help at receiver, even though I do think, because correct me if I'm, McCole Hardman left their team, did he not?
Hardman's yes. gone. Smith-Schuster's gone.
McCole Hardman is a... Where is he?
Jet.
Now? He's definitely a Jet. Good call.
Where did Juju go?
Patriots.
Patriots,
yeah. He did go to... Yeah, that's right. Because I remember talking about him playing with Mac. Yeah, no, I think they obviously got to replace those guys. I think they go receiver right here.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go receiver.
I honestly would agree.
In our draft, Johnson's left. Jordan Addison's
left. Like, the Richie James pickup really moves the needle for me.
The Richie James pickup. That is the second time Richie.
Because
James
right now on their team
on this show,
their receiver one is obviously it's Kelce, even though he's retired.
Yeah,
but their quote unquote receiver one.
It would be nice for them to get a guy who can win.
I don't know.
Maybe a Tyreek Hill.
Don't you have Jordan Addison as? Didn't you have him as the number one receiver
previously? Yeah,
and now Hyatt's your number. Well, I guess he.
Well, that.
So
yeah.
That means
No.
That's not his highest pick. It's
he's not your high. Yeah, but who's your number one receiver now? Where is Addison now?
To me, Addison is probably hovering around five.
Okay.
Wow.
So let's think about this. We've had JSN, Hyatt, and Zay Flowers been taken off. I believe that's it.
Yes.
So, who do you think is? Do you think they still? What? Sorry, we should just
personally.
Go back
personally, I actually don't think the Chiefs will go receiver with this pick. I think they'll take one later, but because I'm looking at their depth chart first, I think this is going to be a Kadarius Toney breakout season. I think that's what they're hoping for, but they've also spoken very highly. And you guys might have forgotten about the Justin Ross whenever he went undrafted. Oh, right?
I actually did forget that. No, right?
So he was undrafted, but I just saw something recently. They really like how he's progressed and everything. And like I said, the Richie James thing was kind of a joke, but like I'm not going to undersell it. He was a very reliable target for Daniel Jones on the Giants.
Right.
And then they also recently re-signed Justin Watson. So
they made
an effort to like keep someone like Watson on the roster.
Weapon, yeah.
So that's a lot of receivers that they have. I don't see who is necessarily like the odd man out already of that. So they might, like I said, they'll probably take one later. I don't think it'll be this one. I think they may look to replace the loss of Orlando Brown Jr. at the tackle position. Okay. I'm going to go with DeJuan Jones,
yeah.
He's from
Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
I don't hate that at all, actually.
That would put two Ohio State offensive linemen in the first round.
Yeah.
It would. I mean, it's not a crazy thing. DeJuan Jones is a really good player.
No, I am a fan. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I think you make a great point. with Ross because he was somebody I was high on coming out of college.
People
obviously.
Had like a crazy. Wasn't he like a third, like second or third round grade maybe? And then he went undrafted. Everyone's like, why?
Well,
why
he's
is
a,
he?
Something like that.
He was a second or third round grade after the injury. But he's a first.
Was,
he was a first.
He was
round
a first
talent.
Round talent. After the injury, went to second to third round,
yeah.
And then because
right.
of that injury, he completely
well,
went undrafted.
He had had right. a he had another injury though, did he not?
It was like a neck problem.
Well, that
or something,
neck injury
right?
almost ended his career, and then he got you know he went he signed with the Chiefs so to say, and then he missed last season.
Right.
I think it was a microcosm of the same thing.
Yeah, he had an injury in the offseason. After he got signed, and they obviously they like him because they kept him, they didn't waive him or
right.
let him go. I think you make a good point with that. I still
yeah.
think they go receiver, especially if Jordan Addison's on the board. I think that they would take him.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I didn't realize that DeJuan that DeJuan Jones on the board, and I'm honestly a really big fan of DeJuan Jones.
He's a good
he
player.
Is. I mean, as a tackle, being 6'8" and 374 pounds. I mean, that's as big as you ever see. And again,
that's a good replacement.
Exactly. And saying Orlando Brown specifically like makes sense for this because you could almost compare him in a certain way.
Yeah.
And he's also, for being that big, he's a relatively refined pass protector.
Right.
He kind of runs into some problems in the run game. But at the same time, I mean, in 419 pass blocking snaps, he allowed 5 pressures.
Yeah.
You can't complain about that at all for
no,
a guy who
Mahomes
is
would like that.
That unbelievably large.
Yeah.
And again, the Chiefs aren't exactly a great running team, so it's going to be really good for them to. Pacheco has helped
they're
the run game, but they're not
first.
A they're
they're
not
pass
a, like,
first squad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think getting a massive pass protector who's also 21 years old on the left
that's
side
a good,
could be a really
no,
good
no. That's
pick.
A that's a good
that could
pick.
Be a steal.
Like
the
at
only
31.
Scenario where I don't see him going to the Chiefs is I don't know how many teams are turned off by the fact that he kind of dogged on his pro day.
He did. There was some problems in his pro day.
Yeah, and so like I was under the belief for the longest time that at 32, the Steelers were heavily looking into taking DeJuan Jones.
Interesting.
But apparently they are completely not interested anymore after that. So
right.
I don't know how badly that affected teams' outlooks. I personally think that he should be taken like on this like fringe round one, early round two. I think he's a great
right.
fit in Kansas City. However, I don't know if the Chiefs organization is turned off by that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I just talked about it with the Eagles. Obviously, the two teams that were just in the Super Bowl are both really good at player development.
Right.
So I think with the DeJuan Jones, I mean, I think that they would – I think he would do well with the Chiefs.
Absolutely. And, again, you cannot talk enough about being 6'8" and 374 pounds. I mean, that's just
–
and also, I don't think I mentioned how long his arm. He has 36.5 inch arms. As a tackle, I mean, if you can like really get refined, no one's getting by you. If he can probably,
no.
I think he needs to get a little bit quicker. I think that's his probably needs to be a little more athletic, but he could really do well in the NFL, and that could and it really could be a steal for the Chiefs. I think the reason he's probably, you know, at this fringe level is because of the pro day stuff. I think there's probably some concerns in that. I honestly think he could have been taken before that, but. You know, there's.
I think it depends how the tackle situation.
It is
out.
A strange tackle situation for like most of the draft. There isn't exactly. I think people will say that Paris Johnson is the clear number one. I really don't think he's just like this complete, you know, above everybody else tackle. Especially when you have Skoronski, who is the most refined tackle in the class. Darnell Wright is still really good, and he got a little bit underappreciated. There's a lot of good tackles in this draft.
Wait, did Darnell Wright go?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I believe.
Oh, yeah, he's 16.
It was Johnson, Skoronski, and then Wright.
Right. I believe you took Wright with
the Commanders.
The Commanders.
Right.
Yeah, 16th pick.
Right.
I was about
sense.
To say, no way he went on.
He would have fallen real far if we didn't. We had to redraft it to one.
Yeah,
so
yeah. We actually have to
right.
do the entire like 31 picks like in like 5 minutes.
Mainly because
so.
Of Adrian's pick of Brian Branch for the Ravens, but.
Not funny.
No.
Not
funny.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, just the overall look, looking back at our, what we've done the last 3 weeks, I think we've kind of all regressed from the fact. I don't think the quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4.
We've regressed.
It's
what tough
was the word
to.
For that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we've changed.
Oh,
our
I mean, like, in retrospect, this is completely wrong. I mean, this is just
probably.
Not going to happen. But
what
like,
if it does?
I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of trade ups in the first. I think the first 5 picks, there could be a decent amount of trade ups, genuinely. In the first 5, maybe like
You know, seven. I think there's going to be, I don't know about trade ups. I think there's going to be a lot more. Well, I guess I would consider trade ups.
It would
you
be
know,
the same thing.
Yeah,
somebody's
yeah,
trading
yeah,
up, somebody's
trade
down.
Trade yeah. down.
No,
no matter what, somebody's got to trade up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, I think the way I see it, I was thinking more along the lines of more people in like that 20 to 30 range are going to trade back. Yeah, obviously, that constitutes someone trading up, but like,
right. I actually I'm thinking what you're
of it.
Saying,
yeah, I'm thinking of it more like that. I do think more trades are going to occur this draft than we've seen in recent history.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Is there anything else we want to add before I talk
on
about
Thursday?
Is there anything else we want to add before?
Well, there might
Elliot
be a lot of
about...
trades in this draft, but right. there's going to be a time where we can watch it.
Right.
That's actually going to be
that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Elliot, do you want to take it from here?
No,
I want to see you do it. Come
no,
on.
That's okay.
All right, fine. This Thursday, or excuse me, this next Thursday, April 27th, starting at 7 p.m., will be the start of the draft. We are going to be covering it live through our station's Twitter at WVUAFM90.7. Please watch to see us give our analysis for the first 31 picks of the first round, and then we will continue to do it for the second and third rounds on the next day on Friday. And yeah, I hope you guys tune in. With that, that will be our show for this week, and I cannot wait for you all to listen to the live show starting next Thursday, April 27th at 7 p.m. All right, everyone have a good week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.